Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
88046.
Thank you. One moment.
It might be under 88012 as well.
Okay, one moment.
Okay. Oh, son of a fucking bitch. Oh, did I? What did I do? Oh, okay. Are you still there?
Yes, my computer's really slow,
okay.
But hold on.
I'm sorry. You know, it's because I thought I hung up on you, and I excuse the language. I am so sorry.
Oh, no problem. Okay, may I have your first and last name again?
Mary Ellen Clark.
Are you calling about an order you place?
It was about an order I placed, but also charges that are being charged to my card that I didn't authorize.
And Clark is with an E or not?
No, it's just C-L-A-R-K.
Okay, would you verify your address, please?
I don't know if I send it to my P.O. box or mailing or my physical.
It was your shipping address.
P.O. Box 1250, Mission, New Mexico, 88046.
Okay, yes. So I do see where you ordered the all-natural Vital Care Keto Gummies. These products are designed
yes.
to help you lose weight, boost your metabolism, suppress your appetite. And you also have the Cleanse that's going to help remove toxins from your body. Did you try them yet?
I haven't even received them yet.
Okay, let's see where they are exactly. One moment. Okay. It says it's at the post office. Have you been to the post office?
Yes, ma'am. I went today, but I know I have to pick up a package because I went after hours.
Uh-huh.
So
that's what it says.
That might
the
be
package is
there.
There.
Yeah. Those two are fine. My concern is the two transactions that I have pending for $109 and for $99. I didn't want those. I don't want to authorize those.
So those charges are for the products that you ordered. You had entered into this trial period. So it was like they were going to charge you like 5 to 7 days later. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
They're charging you for the cleanse and the keto, and they have you in a monthly auto ship, so you won't have to. You can
no.
Normally people lose the weight, and then they call back to make changes to the order.
Okay, no, I don't want that then. I don't want that those extra charges on there. If I have to return everything just to get those charges taken off, then I'll do that because I didn't authorize the $200 to come out.
Okay, so it can't be returned because these products, they don't have a return policy. So in regards to the order, like I said, it's at the post office because you already know you have a package there. Now, the company would allow me to give you, on your next order, 35% off of future orders.
I don't want it, though.
Well, if you
want
to try it.
I don't want the auto shipment.
Okay. Well, we can put the account on hold for 2 months if you like.
No, I just want to cancel that. I don't want to pay that much for a product.
Well, we can get it down to half off for you.
No, that's okay, ma'am. If you could just, I just don't want it. I'm not going to pay that much for a product. I'm sorry. No.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and close the account. One moment. Okay, so I have this account closed out. The company can't use this account anymore.
Okay, so I just want to just double check. So the product that I already received, that cannot be returned, correct?
It cannot be. The company won't
Okay.
accept it.
Okay. And that's fine. So my concern now is the $200 that I have pending coming out of my account. Is that going to be refunded to me?
No, because that's for a product that you have received. The company will not allow me to make any adjustments because that's what you ordered.
I didn't order that though. I only ordered the one for six something and then the one for 29. So where did
So
that other 109
it was
and
because it
99
was a
come from?
well because it was a trial period. So they sent it to you. There was, like I said, it was a short window of time that you had, like 5 to 7 days, and they billed you. They're billing you today. This is like the 5th day. You ordered it on May 25th. It's really the
Yeah,
sixth
I ordered it
day.
on May 25th, but I didn't get an email saying that I was going to get on auto ship. I'm even looking through my emails, and
It's
I
not
have
in the
like.
email. It's in the terms and conditions of your order. It's on the website where you ordered it from.
Okay, so then they should have at least gave us an email, because that's kind of like entrapment right there. You guys are like just letting us sign up
Well,
for something, but not sending an email to confirm that that's what we signed up for.
that is a this is a third party call center, so we answer the phone for a lot of companies that sell products. So that's why the burden is on you to read the terms and conditions, because we don't have anything to do with the ordering. We're just here to
So
explain the company's policies.
where's the number to that company then?
This is the only number that we have because we're the call center for the company. They have given us all their details to share with their customers if you had any questions or you needed us to make any changes to your order.
Well, see, and that's the thing is I need to talk to somebody to get my $300 back because I'm not going to pay that. And like I said, if the package is at the post office, I haven't touched it. I'll just tell them to return it untouched, that I
Okay.
just don't want it.
I don't know
If
what's
that's what
going to
I have to
happen,
do.
but I know in the past the company doesn't have a return policy, so they won't give you a credit.
And see, and that doesn't even say that on their webpage that there's no return. So that's to me, that's a scam.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure, but I can mention it to my supervisor to see what he says.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Okay. Well, normally I would have to let him know initially that you have a question, and then he'll let me know. One moment.
And there's not even any email under that name, Inspire. It's like a completely, totally different company. Who in their right fucking mind would pay that much for a fucking product?
How the hell do I get to the apartment?
Okay, so he's saying that since you have the product, the company won't re take it back. He would let me refund your account 35% of those charges that you've incurred. So each charge, I would credit your account 35% of each charge you've incurred back to the
Which is
Visa.
what?
For example, the 109.97, I would credit 38.49. And then for the other charge, it would just be like you're getting a 35% discount on each price.
That's fine. Just return what you can, please.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. One moment. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, no problem. One moment. Okay, so I have the refund requested in process. One of them is it did go through automatically, but the other one is it's kind of hung up a little bit. So you may get one email first, and you'll get the second email within 24 hours. But the card will be credited in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. The account is closed.